10,000!
In this edition of the Washington Nationals Minute Cast, well, it happened. The Washington Nationals trade Juan Soto, and to add insult to injury and a little salt in the wounds, also Josh Bell. Where does that leave this Nationals team? Let's talk about that next on this edition of the Washington Nationals Minute Cast.
Keep it right here.
This is the Washington Nationals Minute Cast.
Hello and welcome into this edition of the Washington Nationals Minute Cast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all of the major platforms. So when you're using your podcatcher of choice, make sure and hit that follow or subscribe button. That way you will know when the new podcasts are available. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. And like I talked about in the top there, we knew this was coming. The talk and the conversation out there all along has been that Juan Soto most likely was done with the Washington Nationals. But, you know, what was talked about more recently was Josh Bell being included in that deal. Like I said, to kind of add insult to injury, you know, when we take a look at it now, what is the identity of this Nationals team? Who are you going to want to go to Nationals Park and go see? What players do you want to go see? In this story by Ken Rosenthal, he said the Nationals have a deal in place to trade star outfielder Juan Soto and first baseman Josh Bell to the San Diego Padres for Eric Hosmer, Mackenzie Gore, and CJ Abrams. What we have learned after the fact is that Eric Hosmer has a no-trade deal in effect, and one of the teams is the Washington Nationals, so he would have to clear that in order to join the Nationals team. Robert Hassel, James Wood, and Jarlin Sasana. Sources confirmed to The Athletic on Tuesday. However, the deal will not be official until Hosmer agrees to waive his no-trade clause to join Nationals, something he has yet to do, according to a source. Soto 23 has been the talk of baseball universe since The Athletic reported 3 days before the All-Star game that the Nationals would explore trade scenarios involving their star after he rejected a 15-year, $440 million contract. And, you know, like what I've talked about with different people is that, you know, Juan Soto can't win games for the Nationals by himself. He can't pitch. He can't catch. But my problem with this deal is, what is the identity of this team going forward? You got rid of Harper years ago. We got rid of Scherzer and Turner and Rendon. Just these names that, you know, Nationals fans have grown to love, and then they just move along for them for a bunch of unknowns. So the news tilted the sports off its axis, not only because Soto had just begun to turn around an uncharacteristically unproductive season, but also because it contradicted everything the Nationals had publicly about the team's rebuild up to that point. We had heard that they were going to do a rebuild around Juan Soto, but now where do they go? You know, they talked about that they wanted MLB-ready players. Well, all of those players I listed earlier are not MLB ready. It's just, you know, I think that Mike Rizzo is on the hot seat. I know that he has a new deal along with Davey Martinez, but it draws a lot into question. Nationals team would be assembled. The general manager had insisted so. The potential sale of the franchise seemingly required such a guarantee. So now the question is, the learners, they want to move on. They want to sell this team, or at least part of it. Who is going to want to buy this team without their biggest piece, Juan Soto, unless the owner, you know, is comfortable with that? And they know that, you know, that they're going to have a clean slate and be able to rebuild. The Nationals' last offer have made Soto the owner of the richest contract in sports history, surpassing Mike Trout's record-breaking deal made in 2019. He rejected it in part because he might want to test the free agent market. So a lot of questions remain about what is the Nationals' identity going to be going forward. You know, I think that it's going to be years before this team is competitive. Soto is by no means a cheap acquisition. He earned $17.1 million in the second season of arbitration arbitration eligibility, he likely will be on pace for a substantial raise in each of his two remaining arbitration cycles. But San Diego did not see Soto's salary nor the prospect group sent to Washington exchange as a hindrance. They saw beyond pulling off a trade without precedent because they envisioned the potential of three playoff runs with one of baseball's premier hitters at the center of it all. And, you know, like I say, it's just questionable moves by Mike Rizzo. And then the questions remain are, how do you continue to be a Nationals fan at this point? Who do you want to go out to the games and see? Do you want to see Strasburg, who's always injured? What are some of the names that you want to see? Hit me up on Twitter at DanCaps218 and tell me what your thoughts are on this Soto deal. It seems most questionable to me. I understand that they were looking to rebuild this team, but at what expense? By giving up your identity? This is tantamount to the Washington Capitals moving on from Alex Ovechkin for a bunch of... You just don't do it. So what is this Nationals identity going forward? I guess we'll remain to be seen in the years to come. But you know what's worrisome is about who are going to be the fans in the stands and who are you going to want to go see. I guess it's a decision that was made and we have to live with it, but as a Nationals fan, it's a tough thing to have to endure. Who is going to be that guy on the team that you're going to want to go see? I guess we'll have more information about it in the days to come. Just a quick update for you guys. As far as the Washington Nationals and a move that we saw coming, it actually happened. It came to fruition today, and not for the better, in my opinion. All right, once again, thank you for joining me on this edition of the Washington Nationals Minutecast, and I'll talk to you next time. Yeah.